I am sitting here with Brian Getz, somewhere above the eastern coast of the United States. Brian and I have some weird knack of ending up on the same plane. It's the second time it's happened by chance. So anyway, I thought I'd take the opportunity to talk to Brian and ask him. Basically, nowadays, there's a lot more multi-core processors coming out, and so therefore, I think developers are going to have to think a lot more about concurrent programming. In the past, maybe they could have ignored it a little more. So can you talk about, you know, what would be important to know about or think about in that context?
So that's absolutely right. The advent of cheap multi-core processors has really raised people's awareness about the ubiquity of concurrency. And Java has had concurrency support since day one. The threading model is built into the language, and a lot of frameworks impose concurrency constraints on you, like servlets. Every servlet application is a concurrent application. But now that people realize how ubiquitous these multi-processor systems are, people are starting to be a little more concerned about, are my programs correct, and will they start breaking when I run them on a multi-core system? And so people are very interested in what works, what doesn't work, what do I have to do to my program to make it safe? And one of the interesting things that I sort of rediscovered during the course of writing my book, Java Concurrency in Practice, is how much synergy there is between good object-oriented design and object-oriented development principles and thread safety. So it turns out that a lot of the techniques that are important for just writing good, clean, maintainable code are the same techniques that are very helpful for writing thread-safe code. Things like encapsulation and data hiding, and because these allow you to develop your code piece by piece and have the components be roughly independent of each other. You can analyze a class in and of itself rather than having to analyze the entire program.
Oh, so is it unreasonable to think that I can feel comfortable that I have a program that does not have any concurrency bugs? If I build it out of parts that don't have concurrency bugs, I mean, can't there be ways to introduce bugs by combining these parts badly?
Yeah, so if you take a pile of thread-safe components and connect them together, you're not necessarily going to get a thread-safe hole, but you've already got a great head start, because now you know that the concurrency problems that you do have are going to be at the interactions between the components, and you don't have to worry about are they deep in the individual components. And if you use good object-oriented design principles, the interfaces and interactions between your components are going to be clear, well-defined, well-understood, and so the amount of code that you're going to have to review for thread safety where those components meet is relatively small.
Okay, great. Thanks.